Called Jacob Rees-Mogg and husband and wife team Esther McVeigh and Philip Davies. The regulator Ofcom says the episodes concerned should have been presented with due impartiality. A man's been arrested in items discovered following two linked crossbow attacks in London. Police say it's a significant development. Chris Milligan has the latest.
A man and a woman were injured in separate attacks in Shoreditch. One was the 4th of March, the other last Thursday. The Met says intelligence-led policing led them to an address in the area last night. They arrested a 47-year-old man on suspicion of attempted murder and found a crossbow, knives, a knuckle duster and a bottle containing an unidentified substance at the address. Detectives say they're keeping an open mind on a motive.
The Foreign Secretary says the outcome of Russia's presidential election was never in any doubt, with Vladimir Putin winning a fifth term by seeking to silence any opposition. Lord Cameron also says the recent death of jail campaigner Alexei Navalny is a tragic reminder of the country's political repression. The European Union's foreign policy chief has accused Israel of weaponizing food to provoke famine.
In Gaza, we are no longer on the brink of famine. We are in a state of famine, not a flood, it's not a earthquake. It's entirely man-made.
Joseph Borrell's been speaking at a conference in Brussels on humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza. Britain's most successful female Olympian, Dame Laura Kenny, has retired from cycling. She made the announcement ahead of the Summer Games in Paris, where she had hoped to compete. An incredibly rare Beatles record found in a London charity shop has been auctioned for over £4,000. The vinyl was a first pressing from the original masters of the band's debut studio album, Please Please Me, released in 1963. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look and see what's happening in... not in and around Brentwood and Billericay. We're going to look at the weather, which is in around Brentwood and Billericay, I suppose. Now, 15 degrees. It's no good if it's in Spain. 15 degrees, light clouds and a gentle breeze. It's got very overcast here in Brentwood at the moment, but it should remain dry. A bit more sunshine this afternoon, maybe about 4 or 5 o'clock. You might see some poking through the clouds, going down to about 9 degrees overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, the question of the day, I've got a few answers in. Best day out you ever had as a child, or just a couple of childhood memories from days out, you know, when you had no worries and you weren't worried about paying for anything. You always had an ice cream and the weather was always lovely, and you had no problems because you were just a child and you either sat in the back of the car and your mum or your dad or your aunt or uncle would take you out, or your grandparents, and you know, you just have a lovely time. Now, at the weekend, Michelle, what did you do at the weekend you're so proud of? Well, I'll tell you what I did. At the weekend, I got in the car. I actually did the landing, the stairs, the bathroom, and started in one of the spare rooms to actually start clearing stuff. And I've got some boxes. I was really, really proud of myself for doing that. And I discovered you can use a toothbrush on grouting. Who knew? Well, I didn't know. I've been watching all these TikToks of people cleaning. I was like, oh my God, what did I know? I'm not going to use a toothbrush now, obviously. But anyway, I was cleaning everything with a toothbrush like a maniac. So I've done like one area. I was really proud of myself. And I think I am going to paint the staircase myself because I need to get everything sorted because I'd like to move, basically, get the household moved, and it needs stuff doing to it. I'm going to try. And I got a quote in, which is quite expensive, actually, for painting. But anyway, that's not what I've started on. So what it was, I went out in the car because I thought I might nip and get some paint. I've got to get some supplies. And as I was coming, I drove off. And then when I put my foot on the accelerator, there was a couple of warning lights come on. I always ignore them. And I thought, oh my God. And the car wouldn't go. And I thought, oh no, I'm going to get stuck at Lakeside or, you know, on the slip road or something. Oh no, it's going to be awful. You know, car breaks down. So I got back and it was basically the oil. And the tyre was, because it comes up at the back right tyre. So, ready? Well done, Michelle. I managed to open up the bonnet and I poured oil in the car Not in the car, not over the, but you know, just over the engine in general. I undid the thing. I poured in the oil. I bought some more oil, actually. I poured it in, made sure I had the right one, because I've got one in the car anyway. So, and I bought one that matched, because you have to get the right oil. Can't just put anything in. So I put the oil in, and then I drove to the garage, and then I turned on the car, and that sorted out that problem, because obviously it didn't have any oil in it, and it was affecting the... Oh, what was it? I don't know. It's not... See, there's two little things it was affecting, but I can't remember what they're called now. I'm not an engineer. Anyway, so I drove to the petrol station, and then I pumped up the tyre using the petrol... Not petrol. I didn't put petrol in the tyre. Sorry, that came out wrong. Using the air thing, obviously. And the only thing is, I was using it and then looking up, and I couldn't see because my eyesight's bad. So I had to keep kind of letting it go and then look up and see what it was. But I was convinced the tyre would just... I'd just overfill it. I didn't realise the alarm goes off when it gets to the 33, because that's what the tyres were set to, 33. So I didn't realise. I thought it was just going to... I'd turn round and the tyre would be about, I don't know, 15 times the size and it would explode. I didn't know there was an alarm. So that was that. And then the third thing I did, I'm so pleased with myself, you can hear it in my voice, the vacuum cleaner wasn't working, there was no suction in it, and I've been cleaning up for a couple of weeks, and I thought things were looking a bit of a mess, and I thought, oh no, it's broken, I'll have to buy another one, oh, it's bane of my life. I thought, I'll just try and undo it, and I managed to take it apart, and take it apart properly. And there was a great big clog down one of the pipe things. And it wasn't an easy... You had to basically take it apart. And I got a chopstick. I was like, how can I get it? And I got a chopstick and I managed to push out all the stuff. And then it worked fine. Look at me. So if you need a handy girl, just give me a call. So the next thing I'm going to tackle is some painting. So I might get some paint. I'm going to start painting the staircase. When I say staircase, you always imagine some sort of grand thing, don't you? But I might want to... The thing is, I might want to strip some of it first and then paint it, because I just want it white. I don't want to take it back to the wood. It's not, you know, it's not glorious enough to do that. It's just, it's had quite a few coats of paints over the years. And you know, if you put too much on it, kind of... it gets a bit bubbly or it doesn't work too well. So yes, I might have a go at doing that and then painting all the doors as well. Yeah, I could do a little bit at a time. I don't like painting, I hate it, but I'm willing to give it a go. So there we go. I'm really pleased. I know there'll be people out there going, oh, Michelle, just because you put oil in the car and you pumped up the tyre. But it was not something I've never done. I think I've put oil in the car once years ago, but I was really pleased with myself. I felt like an engineer. Maybe I should open a garage or something. I don't know. Maybe it's a bit too soon for that. Maybe, I don't know. I might get a bit overexcited. Maybe. Yeah. Right. I'm going to have a little sneaky peek in Tony Smith's folder, because he always has the latest tunes in there. Don't forget to check out his show on a Sunday between 12 and 2. And then he's with Vicky Michelle from Hello Hello from 2 till 4 with her show. So, yeah, tune in. They're getting on like a house on fire. Still loving this track. This is Ariana Grande, but this is her version with Mariah Carey. And it's called Yes. And... I can't. The brand new track from Rogue FX and Maya Camera. It's called Big Time, and I believe that's out now. I'm loving all the it's electronica 80s kind of influence in tracks again now. It's great. It really is. I really like that track as soon as I heard it. So that's Rogue FX and that's Maya Camera with Big Time. I'll be playing that out more. I think Rob Harvey might even be playing this out as well. I don't know. Not spoken to Rob for ages. But we do try and like each other's posts because we don't always cross over with the other presenters here. I get to see the 1, 2, 3 boys, and so does Joe on Drive. Joe and me don't get to see each other very often, obviously, because we don't cross over. But we did see each other at the Christmas do. It was great. It was actually really good. It's really good fun. We had a good laugh. There are some pictures. I took quite a few pictures, but there was a few that somebody took. They went, "Oh, you're never in a picture, Michelle. You get in it." And I was wearing this jumper. Well, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, why I went out of the house in it, I don't know. I looked like a donut. It's a really weird colour. It's like the colour of pastry, the jumper. But I just looked like a donut that had been stuffed to the I was like, oh my God, what was I wearing? And Paul was going, "Oh, we can get a load of those pictures on the website." I thought, "No, you can't." So they gave him the one that was least offensive. Siobhan Copeland looked amazing. She had a beautiful sparkly dress on. She'd really made an effort, and I was in my jeans and my donut jumper. It wasn't the best look, actually. But I always normally end up taking pickies. There are some lovely pictures of us, actually, all of us together. It's very rare we actually get together, all of us, except when we have meetings on Zoom and things. But it's nice to see all the other presenters. And sometimes you recognise somebody from their voice if you've tuned into the show, rather than you know what they look like. Yeah. Sorry, I'm rambling on again. 11:20... I'm just having a nice day. It's Monday. I'm always, you know what I'm like on a Monday? I'm always, by Friday, don't you worry, by Friday, I've got the right hump by Friday. Monday's always good because I'm like, yay, got somebody to talk to, yee. So I don't come in quite like that. But you know what I mean. I've got plans anyway. I have to sort out a few things. I thought if I sat down and did the painting on the stairs, I'd be all right. It's just that I can't go up. I can't paint ceilings and I can't do that. But I thought just the little railings, I can do like one railing and that's it. There's only another 40 to go. It is quite a major thing though to do. But I don't know. I know what I'm like. I'll get the paint and then I've got, you know, if you use like gloss or matte paint and then you've got to wash the brushes and I just hate everything about it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
About that squeaky, I shouldn't put the headphones near the microphone. Just coming up to 11:27, I've got a treat for you coming up in a while. We've already heard from Mrs. G this morning, who has done a wonderful voiceover for the show to start it off with. I sent that to Anva. Anva's come back with... He's only come back with a rap. I'll be playing that in a second.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m, tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m, on Phoenix 98 FM.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always stuff going on at the community, the Chancery Centre at Chancery Way, and they've got a community open day this Friday, the 22nd of March, between 10 and 3 p.m, hosted by Billericay Town Council. Over 20 local groups will be in attendance to welcome and speak to members of the public about what their groups offer and any volunteering opportunities that are available. Some of the attendees include Photo Fold Camera Club, Norsey Wood Society, Mill Meadows Society, Gone Too Soon, Bereavement Group, Girl Guides Friends of Lake Meadows, Billericay Morris Men, Mind, Men's Shed, Billericay Cinema Club, Memory Cafe, Billericay Residents Association, Horticultural Club, Essex Wellbeing, Hearing Help Essex, Art Association, Park Run, Street Passers, Tenants, and so many more. So if something you fancy getting involved in, then come along on Friday between 10 and 3. All the details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I started off the show asking, you know, if somebody wouldn't mind doing a jingle, okay? And there are people out there that, don't be shy, you can send it in on Messenger. Now, we had this from, we've already played it twice, I'm going to play it again. Not that one. Oh, no, hold on a second. We're not that one. That's the one that's coming up. We had this one from Mrs. G. I thought she'd done a remix then.
Every day on the radio, eat my brunch with the lovely Michelle Ward. Eat my brunch. You better believe it.
It sounded like
my brunch.
Yeah, exactly. Sounding exactly like Mariah Carey. Very difficult to beat. But Amber's come back, and Amber has added a beat to his. And this is another introduction to the show. Here we go. This is Amber.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch to Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch. Phoenix FM. Local radio.
I do like that one. What do you think? It's good, isn't it? It is. I thought all of a sudden, do you know what? It brought back childhood memories of hearing a song that went, push button. How do I know that? Push button and push shake the tree. I mean, family party. Here we go. Listen. Do you remember that? You probably don't. Listen. Should we have a little? Maybe we should have a little listen again to that. I do like it. Maybe I can join in some way. I don't know. Maybe not. Here we go.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch to Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch.
Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM. Local radio.
It's a bit local radio for local people. There we go. Thank you very much. Anybody else want to send one in? I know there's a few other musicians listening out there as well. If you think you can, you know, do another version. Well, I've got two now, haven't I, to start the shows off with in the morning. That's lovely. Thank you very much to Mrs. G and to Mr. A. There we go. Right, coming up next, here is a classic. This is Incognito with Always There.
I'm talking.
Now, how wonderful is it to write an iconic song, and you know, a song that's well, it's just out there. It must be amazing just to write that massive, massive, massive hit. I'm talking about Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel, and Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. It is just one of those songs when you put it on, it never dates. I've seen it used quite a lot in quite a lot of films, actually. I can't remember the one I'm thinking of. There's one particular film and I know this song's in it. And it's just, it's an incredible song. And to be able to, you know, people write, musicians write songs all the time, but very few musicians write something that just stays. So this is a tribute to Steve Harley, who passed away sadly yesterday. And this is Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Paul the Rebel the floor. You spoke the game, no matter what you say. The only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, how can you tell so many lies? Make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Resist, resist. It's from yourself you have to hide. Oh, come up and see me to make me smile. Do what you want, running wild. There ain't no more, you've taken everything. My belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Say, maybe you'll try, oh, to come up and see me, to make me smile. I'll do what you want, just run on wild.
Yeah, that track was on The Full Monty from 1997, and other films as well. So that's probably where I've heard it. But a great track, Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel there with Make Me Smile. Currently still at number one, I believe, in the country charts is Beyonce. This is Texas Hold'em.
Mm-hmm. ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Ooh.
And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
Ooh.
Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado,
ooh, there's a tornado
in my city.
In my city,
in the basement,
the basement.
That ain't pretty,
pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
we're surviving.
Over red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice.
This ain't Texas. Ooh.
Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Ooh.
And throw your keys out. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you.
Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too.
It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
bag.
Come take it to the floor now.
I'll
be damned if I cannot dance with you.
Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too.
It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down.
Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh.
Oops, spurs, oops.
To the floor now, ooh.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
You know I love this. This is Platinum Mine featuring Marina Flow, 1974. That's how it was.
Waiting for
in
the
those
bus
days.
The number 16, Cricklewood Broadway to Edgware Road. I have no idea when it's coming because it's 1974. With only the bus stop timetable to give me a clue. That's how it was in those days. We just waited. If it came, it came. If it didn't, we walked. Often they came in pairs. Hold tight, please. Ding, ding. We're on our way. Wait a minute. There's a bloke running. He grabs the pole, jumps on, smiles. That's how it was in those days. Mostly, I sat upstairs. I don't know why. Once I sat downstairs, someone was rude to me. On the other hand, things happened upstairs too. Still, that's where I sat. You could smoke upstairs. That's how it was in those days. Fares, please, the conductor called as you moved around the bus. I loved the ticket machine, worn like an oversized necklace, clicking and clunking, dispensing curved tickets, all off a roll that occasionally ran out. Combined with the leather money bag, a perfect match. Change given. That's how it was in those days.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. Stay tuned.
I'm living in a car.
11:52, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Coming up for the rest of the day, you've got some great shows coming up at 1, 2, 3 with Scott Ross. He's going to be here with you from 1 o'clock right the way through till 3. And then you've got Under the Radar with Andy Gardner, presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes with regular interviews. 8 p.m, Turn It Up with Vixter, 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons. He also has the webcam on Mixcloud, so you can watch him dancing in the studio. And at 10 p.m, In Your House, old school house, funk and soul with Cameron Hughes. That's all coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. Now, this song has been doing absolutely brilliantly for Beat Bakery at the moment. So where's it actually? That's a point. There it is. Oh, do you know, I thought he disappeared. They're doing brilliantly at the moment, getting played absolutely everywhere, so I'm going to give it a spin for you. It's Abby Flynn. She's one of the station favourites as well, and this is her remix of her track from last year, which is called My Own Woman. She's just done a massive gig actually in I'm going to have a little look and tell you. She was on stage in front of a couple of thousand people over the weekend. She was at, where was she? The Archneath stage in Wales, I think it is. Was it? She's got some lovely pictures by Ophelia. They're really nice, actually. And she's on stage at it's the Arch nightclub bar. And she was joining, Wayne Lineker. And she was appearing there at the weekend, but a massive crowd. It's lovely because, you know, sometimes when bands get filmed and you know, if you don't turn around, this, because there's nobody in the audience. Done it myself. You're going, yeah, and he's singing on stage, and there's about two people, so you never pan round. You just see yourself on stage. Well, when it panned round, there were probably maybe 1,000 people, 500 people there, all joining in with the song. So I thought that was brilliant because she's been on quite a lot of massive hits, actually. So here we are. This is Abby Flynn, Beat Bakery, My Own Woman.
Love me or leave me, but I never change. Now. Boy, I ain't here to play. I'm in a better place. If you ain't winning, get out my way. Some of these men who are also play small. Go and pass me the ball. I won't be saving face. Then you should know who you're up against. I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, then I'm the star. If you wanna have me, then you better learn to love on me. Now I know my worth. I'm my own woman. Now I put me first.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.